the gloaming by the fireside. With you I'll be content in the gloaming by the fireside. Every hour will be well spent. We'll see our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire. Finding in its gleams, dear, a heart's desire.
Is that you? Hello. I thought I heard your key in the lock. I hope your day was a nice one. Go and sit in the chair by the fire, and I'll put on a record, then go and make us some tea. Or would you prefer something a little stronger? Sid Wright and his orchestra. Sid was the respectable twin brother of Geraldo, whose real name was Gerald Wright. He occasionally deputised too for his more famous brother. I wonder if on those occasions he called himself Sido. You never know. Anyway, let's see. Let's listen to another of Britain's lesser known dance bands. What do you think about this one?
Thank you. how do you do? Last night, did you do all right? Hi, Nelly, why the big grin on your face? Hi, Nelly, did you please our scotch on the old back porch? Hi, Nelly, you've become a hopeless case. When you come in, you start yawning, then you go to get a bite. You're the last one in the morning, and the first to leave at night. Hi, Nelly, if you have no day for tonight, it's great. Hi, Nelly, I'll meet you in the same old place.
Chapman and his Albert Band with pianist Billy Miller on vocals. It was recorded in the McLennan Galleries in Glasgow in 1934. The band were a long-time residents of the Albert Ballroom in Glasgow, hence their name. Now, the ballroom was named for Prince Albert and was originally the Warren Academy for Dancing, which was opened by John and Annie Warren in 1905. It soon became the first ballroom in Scotland to hold dances on 6 nights a week and remained one of their favourite ballrooms in the area.
Somebody sweet. Why this romance meeting gay old free?
In London on a night like this.
At the table where you're able to discreetly hold her hand. Do your wooing to the crooning of a sentimental band.
The glittering light, as home would be when. The wonderful night, a wonderful friend.
There's no telling where it's going to end.
In London on a night like this. In London on a night like this.
Thank you.
Roy Fox and his band made that recording at the Chelsea Town Hall in London in January of 1934, and I'm sure you'll recognise the dulcet tones of Mr. Al Bowley. So from one big name of the British dance band era to another, let's hear from Jack Hilton. That was the very first recording of Body and Soul. It was made in February of 1930 in the Kingsway Hall in London by Jack Hilton and his orchestra, and it featured Pat O'Malley on vocals. I think Diddles liked that one. So let's hear a terrific number now from Sidney Kite. I hope you like this one too, Diddles.
Stay. What's that?
Mice with clogs on. We're living in a lonely house out in the country now, and it's haunted in every room. And in the house and out in the grounds, we hear some terrible, horrible sounds. It's just about as lively as a tomb. At night when we put out the light, oh blimey, we get such a fright. Whoa! There's a ghost in our house. He taps upon the window panes, the blight is all tied up in chains. Whoa! There's a ghost in our house. At 12 o'clock at night, we hear him creeping on the stones. At first he starts to chuckle, then he gives some awful groans. And when we want to sleep, he plays the dead march on his bones. Whoa! There's a ghost in our house.
Look out! Look out! Here he comes again.
At night when we all snuff our wick, we shout, look out, here comes old Nick. There's a ghost in our house. He's got no boots and got no clothes, takes his skull off to blow his nose. Oh, there's a ghost in our house. And our young lady lodger, little Miss Matilda Garth, won't go into our bathroom when it's dark, says she, not half. I've seen the blighter come up through the plug hole in the bath. There's a ghost in our house. At 12 o'clock at night we wake and hear his bones begin to shake. Ooh, there's a ghost in our house. Last night in Auntie's room he came, she cried, buzz off now, what's your game? Ooh, there's a ghost in our house. But we've made up our minds that we are going to capture him. He won't escape our clutches and he'll get it on the chin. For Father's bought a mousetrap now to catch the blighter in. Ooh, there's a ghost in our house. Then we'll hang Mr. Ghosty on the old apple tree. We'll hang Mr. Ghosty on the old apple tree. We'll take him for a ride round to the old cemetery and let his bones go marching home.
Roy Leslie performing under his stage name of Leslie Holmes, and There's a Ghost in Our House. He released many records before he teamed up with Leslie Cerrone to become the Two Leslies, but sadly they only made a handful of records together.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. What a little moonlight can do to you. Oh, you're in love, your heart's a flutter, and all day long you only stutter, 'cause your poor tongue just will not utter the words I love you. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Wait a while till a little moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bold, you can't resist her, and all she'll say when you have kissed her is ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Thank you.
As a composer, arranger and also director of the Goman British Symphony Orchestra, Louis Levy's name was credited on a lot of films in the 1930s and 1940s. He also led the Goman British Dance Band, with whom he made many recordings, and indeed we've just enjoyed one entitled What a Little Moonlight Can Do. It had Jimmy Campbell as the featured vocalist. I wonder if you've heard of this group.
I'm singing for my supper in Wallamaloo, Peru, or in Hong Kong. I'm singing my way round the world. Right to the end, I'll win a friend singing a song.
States that it's by the Midnight Merrymakers. However, that name was a pseudonym used by Broadcast Records for quite a few of the bands that recorded under their label. I can identify this recording though by two things. Well, I think I can. It was definitely Cavan O'Connor singing, and that sounds like Jerry McQuinn on harp. So I would say the real identity of this band was Harry Biggood and his broadcasters. If I'm wrong, I'm sure someone will tell me. So shall we listen to a band that we can easily identify? Yeah, I thought you'd agree. This is the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra in the very safe hands of Mr. Carroll Gibbons.
Thank you. Phoebes, dance to heebie-jeebies. She's gone raving wild. It's sad that one so mild is now a crazy child. Since Sister Phoebe's learned the heebie-jeebies, she makes such a row. She whirls like a top, she'll not stop till she goes pop. Oh, girls, see her hop. She's a heebie-jeebie Phoebe, wow, wow, wow. A heebie-jeebie Phoebe now.
Now, this was by an orchestra that was also led by a man with a more famous brother. The one we just heard was Sid Furman, and he was also a violinist in the wonderfully named the Original London Radio Dance Band. It also had Jack Padbury as their alto sax and clarinetist, and Burt Bowden had replaced Jack Pierce as tenor sax in the summer of the year before, which was 1927. It was Burt who took over the vocals on this recording, and it was made in London on the 7th of February, 1929.
I say, and you too, keep walking.
American import to the British dance band era, Murray Pilcher and his Society Dance Band with singer Jim Trowbridge instructing us to keep walking in 1931. Drummer Mr. Pilcher had arrived into the kingdom in 1916 and had led numerous bands from behind the drum kit, which featured percussion set of woodblocks, bells and klaxon horns. So he made quite a row, just on his own. Now, in the 1930s, he enjoyed huge public recognition by playing a 12-hour non-stop concert in Margate. Well, like you do. And let's hear the familiar tones of singer Sam Brown next, shall we? Was indeed Sam Brown, and he was singing with the Oscar Rayburn Romany Band, which at the time, 1933, was under the direction of Harry Davis, the father of singer Beryl Davis. He had taken over the band as Oscar Rayburn, well, really had become fed up with being the director and just wanted to concentrate on playing the violin. He did still lead the band though, but Harry took over the directorship of it. Well, let's have a double header of Sam Brown, shall we? On this recording, he's with the Lou Stone Band.
Thank you. boogie woogie. It's Harlem News creation with the Cuban syncopation. It's a killer. Rum boogie, rum boogie woogie. It's Nathan Rhythm, haunt you. It's barbaric and it taunt you. It's a killer. Just plant your both feet on each side and let your hips and your shoulders glide. Then throw your body back and ride. There's nothing like rum boogie, rum boogie woogie. In Harlem or Havana, in Poughkeepsie or Savannah, it's a killer.
Born violinist and director of his own band, that was Al Tabor, and a great instrumental called Orient Express. He went to America as a 16-year-old, where he formed his very first band, and he returned just before the First World War, in fact, and within a few months was leading a new band, which played at several major London venues. These included the famous Hammersmith Palais and the Royal Opera House in Covent Garden. Let's have another band you might not be familiar with. It's Hal Swaine. Swaine left his native Yorkshire and moved to Canada for a while and returned to England in 1924 with his band. They played at the New Prince's Restaurant in London, calling themselves the Toronto Band. It was co-founded by Les Allen, who, as we know, went on to find fame as Henry Hall's vocalist. During the next 15 years, Hal Swaine toured all four corners of the kingdom to much critical success, and that record was called Hey Hi Everyone Hey Ho. Yes. They don't write them anymore like that, do they? It was from 1929, and Hal Swaine himself took on the vocals.
I'm very fond of vegetables, I'm very fond of meat. In fact, I'm fond of anything that's really good to eat. I'm fond of fish and fruit and all the rest. But here's the thing I really like the best. Gorgonzola, Gorgonzola. Three cheers for the green, white and blue. Gorgonzola, Gorgonzola. It's good for me and also good for you. It's very labor-saving when a dinner party comes. You leave it on the table and it eats up all the crumbs. Gorgonzola, Gorgonzola. Three cheers for the green, white and blue. I'm very
very fond of gambling and I love to see a race. A week ago today, the grossest handicap took place. Each owner ran a cheese, now I don't boast. They shouted as my cheese went past the post. Gorgonzola, Gorgonzola, three cheers for the green, white and blue. Gorgonzola, Gorgonzola, it's good for me and also good for you. With cheddar second, Stilton third, the rest all strung along. Who was it came home miles in front and still was going strong? Gorgonzola, Gorgonzola, three cheers for the green, white and blue. Perpetual motion can't be done, the wise men try to prove, but get a microscope and see what's always on the move.
I think there's time for one more, so let's have something from Frank Weir, shall we? And this is with his orchestra, thank goodness, he's not on his own, and a song I'm sure you'll recognise. It's from 1946, and it's You Go To My Head. Fun. I hope you enjoyed the music I've played for you this evening. You did? Oh, good. So let's do it all again next week, shall we? Well, I'll go and wash up our cups and start the dinner. I wonder what the coming week will bring. I hope it's only nice things. Come on, Tiddles. We need to start making our dinner. Thank you.
Are you a dreamer too? Love makes us all dreamers, and the loveliest dreams of all are those you dream together, sitting side by side by the fireside.
Pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy, oh so happy, while we do as lovers do. With no one there to notice, a little kiss or two. In the gloaming by the fireside with you.
Now we leave these magic melodies to linger on the air, and we say farewell once more until next week. Farewell to all sweethearts.